Time to get an update on the region's business news from Sonia Sorich. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is digital editor at the Sacramento Business Journal. Looks like the proposed Centene project can move forward. Centene is this health insurance company that wants to build a corporate hub in Natomas. The project was at risk because a labor union had some objections, but now the union has withdrawn its challenge.
This is a big deal because the challenge could have been a significant obstacle for this proposed project, which is expected to bring thousands of high-paying jobs to Sacramento. A construction workers union appealed the approval of the development plan by the Sacramento Planning and Design Commission earlier this summer. Now, the union argued that before the project moves forward, an environmental impact report should be produced. Now, that report would have looked at the project's potential impacts on air quality, cancer risks, greenhouse gas emissions, and traffic.
So what happened? How did this get resolved?
Well, it appears that city officials helped broker an agreement between the union and the developer on the project. That's according to Sacramento City Councilwoman Angelique Ashby.
And what will happen now about, you know, if people are worried about the potential environmental impacts, what do you think happens now?
Well, we kind of still have to wait and see how this project unfolds. For the immediate future, city documents suggest that construction is expected to begin in October. And it's still important to note that Centene has been pretty quiet about this proposed project. Representatives from the health insurer haven't even confirmed they're building their regional hub in Sacramento, but building permit applications seem to confirm the project is moving forward.
All right. Well, there's some new construction going on in Rancho Cordova, a couple of hotel projects.
Yeah. Homewood Suites by Hilton Hotel with 105 rooms is under construction, and a Town Place Suites Hotel with 118 rooms is under design review. Now, this is significant because local officials say hotel development in Rancho Cordova was pretty flat for quite some time.
Yeah. So what's different? What changed?
Well, last year, the city saw increases in both its hotel room rental revenue and its number of room stays booked. Now, that could be due to a rise in business travel. Several healthcare and insurance companies, including VSP Global, are based in Rancho Cordova. The city also hosts many events that could be attracting more weekend visitors. Those events include sporting competitions, such as the U.S. Rowing Championships. And so overall, it looks like these new hotels are a sign of growth in both business travel and tourism in Rancho Cordova.
And there was some food news this week. A restaurant in Carmichael has rebranded itself. It used to be called The Patriot. Now it's called Broderick Roadhouse.
Yeah, The Patriot was open for about a year and served American cuisine in the Milagro Center in Carmichael, which is sort of this community gathering place that includes a variety of eateries. Now The Patriot's restaurant space has become a new location for Broderick Roadhouse, the locally owned chain of restaurants that's known for its burgers.
Was business not going well? I mean, why'd they rebrand?
We don't have too many specifics about that decision itself, but the Patriot and Broderick do have the same operator. And as I mentioned, the Broderick brand is pretty well known. It has other sites in the Sacramento area as well. So it's a familiar brand coming to that Carmichael Center.
Okay, and there was some other burger news this week. A locally owned business called Burger Patch has found a spot in Midtown Sacramento and is opening a location there. They do veggie burgers, right?
Yeah, this business specializes in plant-based burgers. And it's different than what you might imagine a veggie burger to be, because these burgers actually look like traditional burgers made with meat, but they're actually made with meat alternatives. This business built a following when it hosted two pop-up events last year, and now it's coming to a mixed-use project that's under construction at 2301 K Street in Midtown.
And you've been there, right?
Yes.
What's the verdict on that?
Yeah, I was among the many people who waited in a very long line for the first Burger Patch pop-up event. And I was pretty happy with my experience, actually. I really enjoyed it. My plant-based burger tasted a lot like the real deal and looked like it, too.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
Sonia Sorich of the Sacramento Business Journal. Follow us on Twitter at Cap Radio News.